Ekadashi, then we can take shelter of the holy names for a longer time. Taking shelter of the holy name is not some poetic concept or some abstract concept. Although recently somebody was telling, we have to take shelter of holy name, or we have to take shelter of devotional service. So I asked, what is the meaning of taking shelter? And they said, no, this I have heard several times, I don't know what it is. Actually, just as a weary traveler, who is feeling the heat of the sun, is taking shelter of a large banyan tree under its shade, or a person whose body is burning in the heat of the summer, he enters into a fresh cooling waters of the lake, or just like a hungry man is fed with sumptuous prasadam, you can see how he will eat with full absorption, isn't it? Or just like a calf which is drinking milk from the udders of a cow, you try to detach the calf from the cow, you can see how desperate the calf will be naturally while sucking the milk from the cow. Or just like a patient approaching a doctor desperately due to some disease, receiving the medicines from the doctor and willing to apply himself to the medicine supplied by the doctor to cure some deadly disease from which he wants to save himself. In the same manner, Shastras give many examples to illustrate this point of shelter. If it is a heavy rainy day, you don't want to become drenched. Naturally, you take an umbrella, isn't it? You take a shelter, or you run to some shelter where you will be safe from the heavy rain. So, shelter is not a new thing. Like if somebody is going to be looted by thieves, they cry out for the police. So, the shelter naturally has two things. One has to be afflicted by some suffering, and one, secondly, seek support from another thing. That is why bhavato darshanam yatsyat apunarbhava darshanam, she's telling. So there are two components in this. If you want to do apunarbhava darshanam, you don't want to again be born in this material world of birth and death and disease and old age and all kinds of sufferings, then bhavato darshanam yatsyat. She says, when I see you, there is no more birth and death in this world. Mamevi ye prapadyante mayame tantarantate. Eva means suddenly. Mameva ye prapadyante. Those who take shelter of me, they can become free from the affliction by maya. So this very clearly proves, unless one is sufficiently aware of one's precarious position in the material world, one's predicament in the material world of being repeatedly cast into cycle of birth and death and old age and disease and suffering, one has not recognized the dangers of living in the material world, one cannot very firmly take shelter of Krishna. A hungry man is not going to be very worried about what time is the lunch, isn't it? So, let's say both the components are important. To realize one's predicament in the material world, then only one can take shelter of Krishna's names very firmly. Sometimes a man who is sickly goes to a doctor, he takes some medicines, but once the disease symptoms are not so manifest, then one becomes very complacent with the regulated taking of the medicine. He just keeps it in the cupboard and forgets it. Until again the disease relapses, then again he takes. So, progress in Krishna consciousness actually means to be alert to Maya's allurements, not fall prey to her. At the same time, rushing to Krishna's shelter to be constantly protected and nourished by Krishna. And One should be able to also experience Krishna's shelter. One should be able to taste it. Only then one will seek it again and again. Just like the calf is suckling the milk from the cow's udder, he is getting some taste from that milk. That is why it's difficult for you to separate the calf from the cow. The calf will be adamantly wanting to drink the milk because that vigor and spirit in the calf comes from the taste that the calf gets. So that is why when one initially takes shelter of Krishna, it is like taking medicine from a doctor for curing some disease. But this medicine is such a wonderful medicine that even after you are cured, you can go on taking it. Just like the sugarcane juice. Even after you become hale and healthy, your jaundice is gone. You can go on drinking it for all time. That is a kind of, that is Krishna Rasayanam. Krishna Rasayan is like that. And those who are conditioned souls can drink it like a medicine. And those who are liberated souls can drink it relishing the rasa of the Krishna Rasa Bhakti. When we are chanting the holy name, if we don't recognize there is suffering in the material world and I have been struggling in this world, we are not going to take shelter of the holy name. And the holy name will be there, everything is there, but there is no shelter. The shelter can only come, every individual has to surrender. I cannot surrender for you, you cannot surrender for me, nobody can surrender for anybody. Every individual has to recognize one's position. That is why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sang,
Ainanda tanuja kinkaram patitam mam vishame bhavam budhau krupayata vapada pankaja stita dhuli sadrisham vichintaya.
You see, this position is very rare to realize. Unless suddenly somebody gets a stomachache or a headache or a backache, that they can realize very easily. I am suffering now. But the suffering of the material world of birth and death requires great intelligence to understand in this world that we are suffering because it is a long-term suffering. And Maya drags a person slowly, slowly, slowly up to the point of old age, disease and death. One may not recognize. But one is blessed by the mercy of Guru and Parampara. One can recognize one's predicament in this world and pray like this. This is a very beautiful prayer. Oh my dear Lord, somehow or other I have fallen into this ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up and place me at your lotus feet amongst one of the millions of atoms, like one of the millions of atoms. Harinam Prabhu ki.
Yeah.